Mornings with Ken and Bernie on KPL. It's 8:37, and joining us this morning from Baton Rouge is Hansel Harlan. How you doing today, Hansel?
I'm doing great, Ken. Thank you. How are y'all?
We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your new product. I don't know if anybody's heard about it locally, but it's called Barataria Bites Dog Treats. And what is the basic ingredient in Barataria Bites?
The basic ingredient in Barataria Bites is wild nutria meat.
As opposed to tame nutria meat, right?
Right, exactly.
So you're producing this in the Baton Rouge area. The product will be available statewide sooner or later, correct?
That's correct. We're planning on expanding it into New Orleans next and then across all the larger areas south of the I-10. That's our immediate plan.
Hansel, it's just great because, you know, here's the thing. Those nutria destroy all the vegetation we need to help retain the coastline and the way things look. It tastes like chicken. All right. I've had nutria before. And look, let's face it, doggies need protein in their diet too.
Bernie, that's exactly right. You know, we think that we came up with the idea. We really thought that it was a win-win-win, you know, sort of the third leg of the stool being that we use all Louisiana ingredients or almost all Louisiana ingredients. So we support local industry as well.
Well, I tell you what, I thought this was a great idea because, as Bernie said, you know, there's protein out there. We just got to go get it. And my question to you about all this, have you had any concerns raised by any of the PETA folks who might think that you're harming these animals or treating them wrong or whatever?
We have not. You know, we did a lot of research with regard to this program and to our project. And we saw where there were some concerns raised by some animal rights groups with regard to another project that was going on, but they haven't been voiced to our project yet.
Yeah. You know, because, I mean, here's the thing. If we don't kill off all that nutria, the water is going to kill off all of us. I mean, eventually, you know, the land disappears and it's a mess.
That's exactly right. They're an invasive species, so unfortunately they have to be, there's no way you can eradicate them, but you have to control them, and that's just going to be an ongoing expense that Louisiana has to incur year after year. Since they have no natural predators and there's no commercial market for the meat right now, the state has to pay that $5 a tail bounty every year. It's like mowing the grass. So if we can develop a commercial market to use the nutria meat, hopefully, down the road, the state will be able to take the close to $2 million each year that it has to spend to go down there and, quote-unquote, mow the grass and use it for other worthwhile coastal environmental restoration projects.
Well, absolutely. I guess the number one question, and who, Hansel is here, but it's Barataria.
Barataria Bites.
That's it.
Hansel Harlan is here with us from Barataria Bites.
I couldn't get it exactly correct in my brain.
And the number one question is?
The number one question is, what do the dogs think?
I've got to tell you, and putting my own involvement in the project aside, the dogs absolutely love it. But, you know, it shouldn't be too much of a surprise, real meat in a treat.
Uh-huh.
No figure.
All right. So I got another question for you. You've taken this and formulated it for dogs. Have you tried cats? I don't mean made the treat with cats, but tried the treat on cats. You know what I mean?
I was wondering how to answer that. No, we haven't, but a few of our customers said that they've fed it to their cats, in addition to some of the customers said that they've actually fed it to their birds, and everyone seems to like it. So.
Wow.
Wow. It seems to me that cats would love it because, you
sure.
know, cats are finicky eaters, but, you know, if it's nutria, you could just make it smell, and they'd probably love it.
Something about the smell of the meat and the treat just turns all carnivores on.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm not a cat person myself, so I don't know. You know, to me, I didn't really think that they were into dried treats, but, you know, hey, if they like it, there's nothing wrong with feeding it to them.
Wow. Well,
talking about carnivores, later on you could make beef jerky out of it and sell it at bars. Why not? Why not?
Exactly.
Well, Hansel, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we appreciate you taking the time. As soon as it becomes available statewide, if you'll let us know, we'll be glad to maybe talk to you again to let people know what it is, where it is, available in our area. And we wish you much success getting rid of these little predator people.
Thanks so much, Ken and Bernie. It was a real pleasure talking with you both.
Thank you, sir. We enjoyed it.
We'll keep your phone number on speed dial. Thank you.
Yeah, cool.